Welcome back to ATI. We're going to be getting started here in a second. So Ty is going to be live, the Transportation Dumpster Fire Workshop, live here at Car Conference. So stay tuned. All right, here we go.
Check, check. Good check.
There we go.
Good. I think that's it.
Okay, where's the quicker? Right on the podium. Oh, look, here we are. All right, what do we got in the audience first? If you're a broker, raise your hand. Any auction? Any auctions in here? What about carriers? Any carriers? You come because of the show? Are you the one? You came because you saw ATI? How does that even work? Yeah, why don't you come on over? I think that's what Charlie was talking. Okay. My name's Ty. I'm the transport guy. Jay is the founder of ATI. There's Jay. Okay, first is does anybody know, has anybody not watched ATI? Anybody ever heard of it? Not heard of it? Okay. So, Jay's the founder of ATI. Jay created, I'm Jay's friend. We talk about transportation. So what I'm getting ready to show you guys is what ATI is. And I know you're like, well, what are we going to talk about ATI more for? Because we're going to help you guys figure out how to fix the transportation dumpster fire. That's what we're going for, right? So you've got did you guys know that we're up to 800 videos? 5 years, 800 videos. That's a good deal. Do you think we get a million views?
We crossed a million unique views.
Oh, yeah. So let's do this. How many here are subscribed to our YouTube channel? Anybody subscribed? Hold on a minute. I knew I heard something. Go to YouTube. It's on right now.
We're live.
We're live. That's what we do. We go live on ATI. All right. Okay. So we do all kinds of crazy things at ATI. We talk about transportation. We come to these conferences. So here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what we talk about. We talk about the front of the store. We talk about the back of the store. Okay. Everybody in here has had a transportation problem at some point. Raise your hand if you've never had a transportation problem. Ever. So nobody's. Yeah, I've had a lot of problems with transportation. And I talked to a lot of you guys, and a lot of you guys always say the same thing. I just need good carriers. Right? I need good carriers, Ty. And then where do we find carriers? How do we do that? Okay, what we do, Jay and I, is we go to the conference and we build relationships with everybody here. And we hear your feedback. And then we take pictures with you guys because we get to know you and we get to come and learn more about you guys, all right? Martin Romju, he's the guy that helped put this together. So thank you, Martin. Thank you, Carr. Thank you, Jay. And then Tony Long. Tony Long was here earlier. But Tony's been really good to us, too, with the IA Arctic. So one of the things that we like to talk about is auctions. We talk about auctions all the time. Tammy Swafford, we got to meet her. She's an auction lady. Joe Miller was here earlier. We get to hug Joe and learn about Auto IMS. And how does Auto IMS fit into car hauling? Does that help you move a car? somebody, maybe. We get to meet Andre Amico, right? We get to learn about privacy for cars. I mean, how does that affect transportation? Does that have anything to do with transportation? It does. And he's telling us more stuff that's getting ready to come down. We get to hang out with some really good people at Motley, right? Brokers. We get to run around with Keith Gayhart. You guys know Keith Gayhart? He's the Toyota financial guy. Joe Picari, he's here, Midwestern Transport Company. That's Randy and Keith hanging out. We get to hang out with the equipment people. So the stuff that moves the cars, right? That's Lore, Trey. Who's heard of Lore? So anybody in here that anything I'm saying, you're like, man, this guy doesn't make any sense at all. It's okay, because we're going to talk about transport guys here in just a second. So hang on. Michelle, she was here. Van, what's that guy? You guys know that guy? Van Vehicle Acquisition Network. What does that have to do with hauling cars? There's Beck Super Dispatch. And this guy on the left there, that's Tom Klein. He does compliance for dealerships. What does that have to do with mobile cars? Tim and I, he's Max Digital. You guys heard of Max Digital? What does Max Digital have to do with hauling cars? They're eating hot dogs in lane 8. Steve Greenfield. Sky Home, you guys know Sky? Sky created a technology that aggregates where all the cars are so you can buy them online. If you're looking for a Toyota, you can use Sky Home's one auction view to buy a car. What does that have to do with transportation? Dealers Link, have you guys heard of this? Anybody? Dealers Link? What about BenQ? Heard of that? Oh. America's Auto Auction. One of my favorites. Scott Wood, Carvana. I'm going somewhere. Just hang on. Hey, there's Charlie. Told you. Charlie. Is Scott here? I haven't seen Scott. ACV, Pamela. We get to learn more about Pamela. That guy right there, John Anderson, Lot Pop. Why is transport guy talking about Lot Pop? And what is Lot Pop? Right? I just need my cars moved, Ty. Rapid Recon. What does Rapid Recon have to do with this? You guys know Rapid Recon? That's an amazing company. What they do, they're waiting for us to get the car there, so when the car gets in, they can get it ready to go to the front lot. So we make friends with Rapid Recon, and we try to educate the transport guy why it's so important to understand where's my car. That's why everybody. So now, okay, we got past that. That's our put on our suit and go have fun and go meet you guys and learn what you do. Then we get to do this. We have live shows and we talk to car hauler guys that are out there really doing the work on our show. And then I get to hang out with guys at the transport parking lot. So every Friday, I do a transport show. It's Friday at noon, ATI, cars on the move. I'm at an auction, live, with my little thing. You guys see me and my little thing? Okay. I'm walking around and I'm talking to this guy. And I'm asking him, what are you doing here? At the auction. He doesn't know, he just picks the cars up and drops them off, right? America's Auto Auction, Kansas City is where I spend a lot of time. The reason I spend a lot of time there is because they're really nice to me and let me hang out at the transport parking lot and meet the carriers. This guy, because of our show, we get people all the time that want to be a car hauler. So here's how I'm going to help you guys, okay? Everybody wants in here, I think, wants more carriers. Is that true? Good? Okay. So I get to talk to guys before they go spend money to become a carrier. And I get to tell them real life what this is about. So I get to learn at the conference, I get to learn at the transport parking lot, and what you'll find out is guys like this, an airplane pilot, he flies planes, Alex. Guess what, I talked to him about hauling cars, right? Saved him a lot of money and a lot of pain. He figured out, oh, I didn't know you had to do that too. Yeah, okay. Oh, more transport guys. Got it? More transport guys. People are starting to come to the conference now because we talk about conferences. I get to go and touch other people's equipment, and then I get to tell them to come to the conference to learn more so that you can have a better business. We're going to get some referrals. This guy, you get to meet him. sad stories. You get to hear all the sad stories. This is a really sad story right here. Right? This is down in Florida. The reason my face looks like that is that's how bad the story is. It's that bad. Okay. Lawrence, you guys know Lawrence Moore? Jack Cooper? We talk about them all the time. This guy, I just saw him in the parking lot. He was in a car hauler and he's getting his batteries and I go talk to him, he doesn't speak English. Weird. Okay. Then I go to the port. We talk to the port people. Have you guys been to the port? Anybody? Yeah? You guys know what Seaport Services does? They help the guys that go to the port and get, like, lose 6 hours and $300. That really happens. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. So I go down and check it out for real. So we have port connections. We have, this was at the port. I actually got to drive that forklift too. No joke. Candy, Seaport Services, Rapid Recon. Okay. Oh, this was the one back. Okay, the Rapid Recon, this is really cool because we get to go to the dealership and we get to talk to the sales guys and the recon guys in the back and the mechanics. We did a whole show at this place demonstrating how Rapid Recon works and how it's connected so closely to transportation, right? Oh, we went to this too. So we do these shows, we meet you guys, and then we come to your office and we do live shows, pre-owned auto logistics right here. They had ATI, Ty, come to their corporate headquarters, talk to their dispatcher, see their office, look, right there, and then I'm out there and there's a transport guy. I'm doing a live show and I'm talking to the transport guy. What is he doing, right? I even got to crawl on his trailer too, during the show. Okay, well you heard me mention Lot Pop. What's Lot Pop? Lot Pop is for dealers. But this guy, Jason Rice, if I'm a used car transport guy, I really want to know what's going on in the industry. Now, I'm sure there are a lot more Lot Pop guys out there than just this guy, but he's telling us what the used car market is right now. Right? So if I'm transporting used cars, oh, by the way, everything I talk about is more from the perspective of hanging out with these guys. Hanging out with these guys is really what I talk, and like when I'm speaking to you, and I talk to new guys at the, that want to get into car hauling, what we do is we say, slow down, where'd you get that idea? And we start asking other questions. Hey, there's Mary with Motley. I took her to an auction. I showed her, here's the ring, man. And if you look close at the top left-hand corner, that's the auctioneer guy. And he's smiling and he's pointing at us, right? So we go to the auction, we meet these guys, we hang out with them, we see their trucks, their trailers. Ty, which truck should I buy? Which trailer should I buy? We get these questions. This guy's amazing. His name's Ty. He's got a two-car hauler and he's killing it in Florida. Okay? This guy we just met randomly in the parking lot. This guy follows us to our show. He's still been following us. We're going somewhere. Then we meet the repo people. Right? Then we can put Ty in the repo truck. Look, I went down to Houston and spent 3 days with the repo people to see if what they were telling us is real. And it is. It's worse. There's no room on this company's lot. Zero. And there's more cars to pick up. It's just not a lot of stuff, right? So, what we try to do is we try to be the bumper guards, bumper rails at the bowling alley for the carrier. Follow it? We try to educate them. We try to connect them with good brokers. We try to connect them with good dealers, good auctions, good people that really care and really need them, the transport guy. Because we all know the transport guy is a little difficult to deal with, right? For the most part. And if I'm wrong anywhere in here, tell me you're wrong, Tom. We have good carriers. Your RPM, is that right? Do you need carriers?
Always.
So at ATI, we really need you guys, is what I'm saying. And we need you guys to help us help you. So I'm going to walk through my new guy coaching. So you understand what I'm telling people. And you're welcome to take it with you, okay? And you're welcome to have me come and talk to your transport. But here's what I talk about. Oh wait, we gotta shut this one first. Good afternoon, my friends. I've grown so tired of dealing with transporters. Anyone recommend any brokers? Need brokers who work nationwide. Thanks in advance. Is that crazy? That's real. Tired of dealing with transporters. Well, the good news is I'm the guy that can say transport guys suck, because I was one of them. I was one of them for 20 years. I owned 20 trucks. I never had a load board. I didn't know what social media was. I just went to the dealer, shook his hand, asked him where he was going, and built the business that way. My first year, with my one-ton and three-car trailer, I lost for sure 15 grand that I know of. 6 years later, I had 20 brand new trucks. So I had figured something out. Dealers go to auctions and buy cars, and they need somebody to get them back. Then I figured out auctions have contracts with somebody, and they gotta have cars picked up to come back to the auction. So I figured it out somehow. You just go back and forth, and you try to stay loaded. And you do a good job, and you communicate. And when you damage stuff, you say, hey, I damaged your car, right? And when you're late, you say, hey, I'm gonna be late. So this is how I talk to transport guys. We don't play. The reason these people need to know is because there's something going on, right? Everybody wants their car. Okay, I'm sure you never went through that. Okay. What do you know about transportation? Everybody in here knows quite a bit, I think. So we need to go there. Where's my car? Ooh, look at that. How's transportation working out for you? Are the ETAs bad? Are the drivers bad? Can you understand them? I'm not being mean, by the way. I'm just asking questions. So here's what I did. I got a hold of Beck, Super Dispatch. Hey, Beck, got a question. Yeah, buddy. What's the average life expectancy of a car hauler guy? What's the average life expectancy of a car hauler guy? So he says, here, will this work for you? 2018, pre-2018, 3.72 years. That's how long the guy stays in business. After 2018, 1.72. See that? Is that crazy? Did you guys know this? No? Don't care? No big deal? Why do carriers leave? Where'd they go? I'm gonna give you the obvious, and then we're gonna get into the weeds, okay? The obvious, government overreach. Insurance is up. Insurance, I stole this from my buddy Skip. Where's Bob? There's Bob. Bob's buddies with Skip. Skip wrote this article. Skip used to work for, I believe, Cox or Manheim, and then he was with XPO, and they created RXO, something. They're getting into car hauling too, I guess, as a broker. You can tell the insurance goes up. This is the, again, these are the obvious. Fuel goes up, right? Did the rates go up? Probably not, okay. All right, has anybody seen this show? Huh? No, really, I want to know. Has anybody seen it? Okay. I saw the ad, and I thought, boy, that looks funny. I'm going to go watch it. It's not funny. At least to me, it wasn't funny. It was terrible. These people were getting eaten by this bear. Like, they show it, and you're like, whoa, that's disgusting. It was so good. So anyway, to me, I felt like I got ripped off, right? I felt like somebody was telling me, go see this funny movie, a bear gets on cocaine, it's going to be like Vegas, something crazy. Turns out the bear's not happy at all. It's not funny. So I use this picture to illustrate this is car hauling. They're the car hauler guys. I gave you the obvious. Here's the obvious. They don't have any money. They don't have any business skills, business sense. And they're running on fumes. I mean, they're running on, I don't have any, nothing. That's these car hauler guys, right? Okay. Jay uses this one all the time. He said, welcome to auto transport. Do whatever you want. And you can see it on load boards. It's real. All right. This one, this is some of the, I want to show you what we get. Because of the show, here's what we get. I tell everybody, call Ty, 417-483-2764. We'll help you out. It doesn't even cost any money. I talk to people for free. That's how much I care about you. I'm not joking. I don't want people coming into this business and losing money, losing relationships, mental health. I mean, we can keep going. It's serious. Can you guys read this? You're already. There's way more to it. This is the meat. I love this part. I've been a driver for a year now. Introduced to car hauling by a friend last year. Got my CDO. Purchased a 2020 Cascadia. Who knows? Raise your hand if you know what a Cascadia is. What is it? It's a semi. Okay. Class A. There you go. Purchased a 2020 Cascadia, which, by the way, a decent used 2020 Cascadia. I did a quick check. I use truckpaper.com. Go to truckpaper.com, go to Class A. That truck on a bad day is 70 grand, right? Am I right, John? John's truck. 70 grand on a bad, that's a good buy. I'm sorry, that's a great buy. 70 grand for a Cascadia. 2019 Sun Country. Who knows what a Sun Country is? It's a trailer. It hauls cars. Most of them are five. This is important to know. Equipment's very important to know. So this guy's just dropped on an average day. He just spent about 150 grand in debt. Okay? It just got my authority activated. All I need is the paperwork. April 1st, plan to be the first day of my own. I'm confident about the driving and trucking part, but now, unfortunately, I'm familiar with business logistics part of it. Did I say it right? Did you hear what I just said, what he said? He just spent $150,000 and he doesn't know anything about hauling cars. I get that email. Jay gets the emails and I get the phone calls. This is what we're dealing with, okay? So I'm happy to take the call. I'm happy to talk to this guy. And I'm happy to tell you guys how that guy came up with this idea to spend 150 grand, okay? Here's how it starts. I gave you all the big reasons why there aren't any car haulers around. It's the rates, inflation, rates are terrible, blah, blah, blah. So Jay said, where'd you get that idea? Where'd you get that idea? Well, let's look here. Can you guys see this? Hear that? Make 10 grand in 4 days. The guy over on the right side, I think it's your right, made 20 grand a week. You follow me? Is this Cocaine Bear? It's looking like Cocaine Bear. Look what this guy says. He made $1 million gross in 90 days. Hauling cars. No joke. That's what he said. Okay, here we go. This guy's a broker. You can make a lot of money with this guy if you sign up for his program. This guy, he made $40,000 a month. Now we're going to start talking about equipment. Oh, wait, yeah. He's got, look at all this. Look how much money you can make hauling cars, guys. Why aren't we all hauling our own cars? If you can make this kind of money, really? Oh, okay. You made 280 grand. All right. Now we're going to go to the call, the actual call. Here's how it goes. Am I doing okay, Jay?
You're doing great.
Sorry. I don't talk on stage much. I get the phone call. Todd, I want to be a car hauler. All right. What do you need? Well, I need a good load board and a dispatcher, Ty. Can you help me out? Well, no, I can't. I can point you in the right direction, but we need to talk first before you decide what you're going to do here. There's a load board. TMS. going to need some of these things to get the job done. Which app am I going to use? And you got some people that do know which app they're using. Okay, so here's what I tell them. Here's what happens when you get a load board and a dispatcher. Your mind is a dangerous neighborhood, and you really shouldn't go there alone. Has anybody heard that saying? No? Okay. So if your mind's a dangerous neighborhood, and you shouldn't go there alone, how does that have anything to do with hauling cars? It doesn't. But except when you're a dispatcher, or when you own your own truck, and you have a dispatcher, and you use a load board, here's what happens. You spend all day driving around to pick up three cars, and you lost the entire day, right? And you get behind the wheel, and you start driving down the road, and you're like, what was that all about? Surely I'm not making any money. Then you start going crazy, and you think, oh my gosh, I'm sure there were way better loads. I'm sure there was a load where I didn't have to go to three places to pick up two cars, right? So now you're mad, now you hate everybody when you get where you're going. That really happens. That's how these guys roll. So I said, kind of slow down a little bit on the dispatcher. I started asking questions about, who's your customer? That's my favorite one to ask, right? Who's your customer? I don't know. Here it is right here. Call tie 2 months. Okay. So what I say, who's your customer? First thing I always ask everybody is, can you live 12 months without a check before you start? That's really my goal. So when guys call and they say, I want to be a transport guy, I say, can you live 12 months without a check? You need to know the answer, not me, because you're going to need the money. I promise. They're like, what? Well, wait till you do a damage. Wait till the wheels fall off the trailer. And it happens, right? Okay. So, that's the first thing I ask him. It's kind of like cold water in the face. You're going to need money. A lot of it. And, you know, how often do you guys pay? I mean, you guys know this. Your broker guys know this. If you don't pay that guy in like 10 minutes after the job, it's crazy, right? That ought to tell you how these guys are rolling financially. They can't make it to the next fuel stop. We all got problems. But that's where we're at. So then we create ways to pay faster, right? Okay. I talked to the carrier. I said, who's your customer? Who's your customer? Right there. Okay. Who pays the carrier? Anybody know? Guesses? I can only come up with three. Maybe four. I'm going to go with a dealer, a broker, an auction, and maybe a POV. Is that fair? Am I thinking right? Okay. So, who's going to pay? Let's go dealer, auction. Dealer, auction, and broker. They're going to be paying the transport guy. The transport guy doesn't even know who's paying him. So we got to talk about how you're going to get paid. Well, I need my truck and trailer time. Well, here, get your authority, get your equipment. We still are going to have to talk about how you're going to pay for that stuff. That's what we've got to figure out. So this is what I do with them. I say, look, I'm going to try to show you something over the phone. It's really hard. But if you've got... yeah, that's it. Who's your customer? There's the OEM new car, used car, dealers. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad. This is the different kinds of cars that you can haul, different places you can go. Does this look right to everybody? You got OEMs, you got used cars, dealer trades, inventory swaps, in-ops, ports. That's pretty much it on car haul, isn't it? Okay. So, who's your customer? Here we go. Put dealers in five categories to try to help the car hauler guy to understand who's going to be dealing with. So, he's going to be at a new car store with a used car lot. He's going to be at an independent car lot. He's going to be at a buy here, pay here, wholesale, and fleet lease rental. Does that sound fair? Right? Maybe? So we talk about each one of those, what they are, and how you interact with them. And that's your customer. And this is how you act towards your customer, right? We We start talking about how are we going to get this done. Okay. So I draw the picture. Here's the three people. You got your lenders, your dealers, and your auctions. Okay? This is what's crazy. Did you guys want to know where to find carriers, really? The easiest place, best place? Auction. Card check. They're always there. How many cars do you brokers give out that the guy has to pick it up at an auction? Quite a few? Or not that many? Do you do a lot? To auctions? Are you a broker? How long have you been a broker?
Just 2 years.
Okay, good. How's it going? Good, okay. Equipment. We're going to talk about equipment. You might need to know about equipment if you're a broker. You've got you got a rollback, two car roller. You got a three car roller. 5, 6, 8, 9. Sometimes you'll see a 10, but those are kind of getting out. You don't see as many of those. Oh, and look here. This is my favorite picture. Car rolling's really easy, right? Who goes and stands underneath the car held up by a couple pieces of steel? That's what we do. Okay, see the picture on the bottom right there? That's like maybe a 550 Dodge Ram. Count how many cars are on that trailer? 6. Anybody want to take a guess at the life expectancy of this truck? This is real. That's a real picture with a real truck with real cars. How did he come up with that idea? Now we met, okay, so how, where did the carrier go? Where? Oh, well, his insurance got high, and the fuel got high, and blah, 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 high, right? No, he bought a brand new truck and it broke. So, I'm not making fun of the guy. What I'm saying is this, we need your help to educate this person that we need. It's a great looking setup. I love it, but really? Okay. So anyway, what I'm trying to get to is you guys need to know equipment a little bit. And part of ATI's job is to try to point people in the right direction for equipment. So what I try to do, the top kind of middle one, the big one with the semi, that's where I point people. I need you to be able to stop, I need to be able to go, and I need your truck to work, okay? These are some of the things that we talk about on ATI. These are the things I talk about to the carrier guy. Oh, look at this. See, there's another picture. That would be the ideal one to get after, right? That's the one I'd go for, okay? It's a Cottrell 8-car with a semi. It works great. It does a great job. Cottrell's been around forever. They built a great product. And it works, okay? Oh, wait, did you see that other one? The one on the bottom? Does everybody know what that's called in the trucking world? Stinger. Stinger, 9-car. Cottrell. Some people call it a CX-09. Is that right, John? You got a bunch of those, don't you? Yeah. And they're nice, aren't they? They get the job done. Yeah. Okay. So I try to educate the transport guy. I want him to know about the dealer. I say I love the dealer. I try to encourage brokers to love the dealers, auctions to love dealers, and everybody to try to get along if we can. I try to encourage everybody to spend as much time in Clubhouse as you can, because you're going to hear what the dealers say. Who knows what Clubhouse is? Does anybody hang out in Clubhouse? It's a great place to go. There's modern-day car sales. Modern-day car sales. It's a room. Clubhouse. It's an app. You download it. There's like 300 to 500 dealers that are sitting in this room talking about auctions, car haulers, rates, inventory, you name it. Clubhouse, great place to hang out. Because they will tell you, I probably spend 3 hours a week in Clubhouse. It's always in the morning. They do morning stuff. And I just listen to them. Their number one objective in life, just so everybody make it clear, this is how I talk to transport people. Their number one objective in life is, can I sell one more car today? You guys know that? Makes sense, but there it is. Okay. We do shows. How did we get here? Right? Where are we at? Why is there so much fragmentation? Why can't we find the carrier? Well, I'm going to go with War of the Auctions. I think that's why I was coming up with the Clubhouse thing. So you listen to these car dealers, they talk about auctions and auction fees and auction rates and all kinds of stuff about auction, and they try to find ways to buy cars without the auction, okay? Whatever that looks like. It might look like a BenQ, where'd it go? There. Might look like a BenQ. That was the one we were talking about. This is a huge disruption. So you guys know in the auto transport world, these are dealers that made a deal that scrubs inventory, and they somehow have the ability to get cars off somewhere. Not at an auction. It's a real thing. I don't know how, this guy here, he built the company. He doesn't buy a car at an auction for the last 10 years, I think it is. No, it wasn't 10, 8. Right? He doesn't even go to auctions. So how do we know what he's doing? Where's he getting his cars? How are you guys moving them? I'm not. This guy, same thing, Vehicle Acquisition Network. He does stuff. He figures out a way to get cars for dealers outside the auction. See, these are things that I want you guys to watch and pay attention to, because it could actually help you find more cars too, right? I don't know the technology, I'm not a tech guy. This is another company, Dealers Link. It's dealers sharing dealer inventory. And there's some kind of fee, obviously, but learn more about that. ACV, you guys know what they do, right? All these that I'm showing you, I call disruption. They say it on stage. That's how they describe their BenQ, their Dealers Link, all these things. They describe it as disruption. We're disrupting the industry. We're finding ways to get cars. ACV did it, and they're doing a good job at it, right? So, and traditionally, things have changed, but traditionally, you go to the auction, you buy cars, and you have your transport back and forth and bring it back. COVID came around, right? Everybody remember COVID? They closed the auctions, so the dealers had to go find different places to buy cars. So, if you don't have a relationship with your dealer, your customer, where are you gonna know to find cars? Or where are you gonna find cars, right? Okay. Oh, have you heard of these guys? There's these big conglomerates, Lithium. They have a drive-away service. Are they selling cars amongst themselves? I don't know what they're doing. They got a lot of stores and a lot of cars. Like 200 plus stores, something ridiculous. Oh, I got this from pre-owned auto logistics at their office. When your client asks if you can do it cheaper, whoo. I love it. This ties into auto transport because the carrier, unfortunately, does a lot cheaper. And I think that might be one of the reasons we're losing. So, I know I was hanging out at pre-owned. I definitely saw it there. And ship your car now at John Roberts. These guys are learning my way, how to spend more money, get more money to the carrier, keep the carrier happy. But what do we got to do? That kind of stuff. I go hang out at auctions all the time. I'm hanging out in transport parking lots all the time, even in Texas. So solutions, ready? Here we go. Follow disconnect. Follow ATI. Follow the disconnect. And get in these groups. If you're not in these groups, these car hauler groups, they're talking about you and they'll tell you what they think about you. It's real, right? And I mean, maybe you don't want to be there, but if you want some, probably not, I don't know what kind of feedback you got. Okay. Auctions, my suggestion, I didn't know there's not too many auctions in here, but my suggestions for auctions is to do semi-annual or quarterly car hauler events. And now that could be something ATI could put together. We could partner with some of you guys to help these auctions get better carriers, which you guys can have. Does that make sense at all? Okay. Yeah, leverage ATI, have the quarterly party, semi-annual party, whatever, for the transport guys. While you're there, have the party at the auction, with the auction, have a couple of dealers show up, talk about recon, talk about gate passes, talk about, just educate the carrier, right? I think everybody in this room knows all everything I'm talking about, but the carrier guy doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The carrier guy does not know anything we're talking about, for the most part.
Depends on the level of the carrier.
Very true. Yeah. Well, and that's right. Let me clarify. I'm talking new guys. The guys that just got in that are usually going to be gone in 1.72 years. Those guys. Is that fair? Thank you. Talk to the dealer guys. They'll tell you who they use for transport if you're looking for transporters. Hang out at auctions. This is a big deal. The vetting process. Transport guy, he didn't know anything about you. We're good. Don't have that. Don't be the flip of the week, okay, guys? Where'd it go? Okay. I think that's it.
How did this?
Pretty fast. Are we good on time?
You did great.
Is it over? Let's skip through a couple slides, but I do want to, here, I got a few minutes to tell you what I really think. What I really think is I really appreciate everybody in this room a lot, and I think we're all going to have to work together somehow to get along, because we're all working. I don't know if this is true, you guys talk amongst yourselves, but I suspect there's a, say, 100% of the transport pool carriers. I suspect that we're all using probably about 50, at least 50% of the same people. I think, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. So we guys figure out what to do. But I really do appreciate everybody here and the conference people. You guys are good to us. And anything we can do to help you, we'd love to do it. Back to you, Jay.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Well, we are 15 minutes early.
How many?
15. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But,
we can do Q&A.
That means we have time for Q&A.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Q&A, it's a captive audience, and just enjoy it.
I want to talk to these people. Yeah. A lot. So you're new to the business. Here, tell us your name.
My name is Melissa. We're the owners of Brianna. We're a small brokerage.
Small brokerage, and I think I don't know who heard this or not, but you're here at this conference because you watch JTI. That's so cool. Thank you. So do you learn stuff? Do you have carriers?
We have a
very
carrier.
Oh, okay. Your dad, they got a driver truck, your dad. Your dad drives the truck, right?
But I feel like he's kind of like an outlier, because especially according to like that statistic that he gave about like the before 2018 being like about 3 years for a carrier to like come out of business. He's been in business as a carrier for about 10 years, and I think that's pretty great, you know, because some carriers, they do, they really are into their business, you know, obviously. They last a while, and he's looking to stay as well, so. But yeah, I'm just very proud of that carrier.
Truck
and trailer. Like the one in the big picture that you had, the one that you said was, yeah, the good one.
Thanks for coming. I wanted to, you, what are you? You get to talk.
Yeah, my name is Vlad. I'm owner of Greatway Auto Transport. It's a brokerage and trucking company.
Greatway.
Yes.
How did you get here?
I just understood that I need to study, and I just Googled it and came here.
Wow. How long have you been in business?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
You have trucks and a broker?
Yes.
Wow. And this is your first conference?
Yes.
Do you know ATI?
Not really.
You're supposed to be new now?
I do now. You're done. Give me that mic back.
I didn't
know. Chuck, I'm doing one more transport.
Yeah, thanks.
Good?
Yeah.
Let's go. Introduce
yourself. Nick Court, owner of Quality Car Shows.
Nick Court?
Yep.
Quality Auto Shows.
Quality Car Shows.
Quality Car Shows. Where are you based from?
Texas and California.
How many trucks?
50.
50? Hey guys, 50 trucks.
I'm late, Bob. The biggest problem in the transportation industry is the gap between profitable trucks. It used to be 12%, with COVID, we got bumping docks making more than a car carrier. And they have to deal with any little damage. Snow, can't find my car. So you're going to deal with for 3 hours to get a car key. Can't find the car. Now, those guys just make good money. But now you got all that responsibility. You've got drivers leaving and going to town and making more money than a car carrier.
Did you hear that?
They've got drivers going to TikTok making more money than they're making driving the truck.
When you get the 3PLs involved,
they're standing right on the top of the profit truck. You got cost of fuel, insurance, and the reputable transport company has real costs.
Yeah.
You get the fly from next to don't have the right insurance. What happens when you damage your car?
You're done.
Or if they kill someone, they match your car.
Double done. Bad. That's great input, Nick. Nick is out of Texas. Where in Texas? Northlake, California. You know Kevin Pryor? You met him yet? He's a transporter. I think he's California, Texas. So that does bring up an interesting point. I'm sorry I didn't talk about the shortage of drivers because I don't know that there's necessarily a shortage.
Oh, there definitely is.
There is.
Okay. Let's start with all the trucking industry is a shortage.
There is a shortage. We're going shortage of drivers.
Yeah, the whole trucking industry as a whole has a shortage.
Now you've got specialized transportation that there's no training for. There's no trucking, car hauling.
No training!
So you got to pay a brand new driver at school. Most insurance companies won't insure them. 80 or 85% of all major fatal accidents happen at the city of America for less than 2 years of experience.
Say that again. Real loud.
They heard me.
You should have been up on the stage. You're throwing out some great stats. That's amazing. Thank you. Good stuff. What do you guys know? Do you know anything? Okay.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah, Jay.
So, who has heard something here today that you didn't agree with? That you didn't agree with, that Ty said. Did somebody hear anything that you didn't agree with? He said some harsh things. You know? He said some hard stuff about carriers.
Pretty accurate, though.
Is it? Right? That's the problem.
I like to text a lot because of just the communication is...
Yeah, good job, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks.
You do what?
I like to text the drivers if I have to talk to them because a lot of times the communication is harder to understand. So, with that, the drivers, I do a lot of texting. But then customers, the dealerships, then obviously I have to do the phone call or the personal stop. And carriers, strictly text. If possible.
Right. Why is communication so hard with so many carriers? And it doesn't get better.
Are you the third party logistics? Sorry.
Yes. I'm still on the road.
So for us, we don't text our drivers because we want to focus on the road. Right? Every time they look at their phone, they're going to get in an accident.
So what we do, we have all documentation ahead of time. So if you call our company, our dispatcher can take the call. Yeah, we know where that truck is. We know ZTA, and all that data should be pushed right back to you through the back system.
Yes, but if they're wanting to book the load and they reach out to us, then we'll text for them to request the load. But absolutely all the communication, the dispatchers, that we're the ones who know the updates and do all the status checks.
Just one question.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a good conversation because Jay and I don't know if you guys know this, but Jay and I are nothing alike, right? I mean, that's a good thing. Jay comes from a dispatcher load board world. Whereas I come from on your own trucks, on your own customers, I don't need you. Right? You know yourself.
I need you.
Sorry. Okay. Well, there's to me a different. There's categories. There's this category right here that I think I just heard. I think this category right here is the independent guy, one truck, one trailer, and his customer is a load board. There's no relationship. At the end of this 1.72 years where the guy's gone, you know what he's really got? He's got terrible stories with a worn out truck and a worn out trailer. Terrible stories.
You do get the ones you do use over and over again that you do build a relationship with some of those carriers. You do get those.
That's your job.
I do not agree with the tracking life of 1 year, 1.72, because a bunch of people just change the company name, and it's still the same people, still the same trucks. Look at the hotshot situation. They have 100 trucks, they change company names every 3 months, and your statistic shows them. And that's why it's so many people going out of business. But it's still the same people. It's the same trucks, and that's a big hole in the laws. There is no way to fix, because they send you certificate holders, whatever, they send you everything, and they have one truck on the policy. But by the fact, they're running 100 trucks, and 99 trucks are without any insurance. And if accident happens, not of any insurance will cover it.
Are these foreign guys?
Usually, yes. 95% of them, yes. Look at Chicago companies. It's no way to work with those companies at all.
Chicago?
Not, I won't tell percentage. I just know that some companies have 150 trucks and one maximum two trucks on the policy. And 140 with no insurance, just personal, because they have a loan. They get personal insurance and that's it. And it's a better situation. Sometimes it's they even rent those trucks.
Yeah, that's then, the worst. Did you hear that?
Then they put miles back and that's it.
Johnson, do one more
second. Johnson, something.
That, or they'll turn around and double program. So now I don't even know what that is. On top of all that, it gets double programmed. So now all of a sudden, that guy who's out there advertising, taking loads from us, I'm looking at how many loads he's got. I'm like, gosh, he's moving 30 cars this week for us this week. He's got two trucks. They're going from Texas to Minnesota. Something doesn't add up.
Right.
And he's double programmed. I don't know who's got my cars. And we got to kill that because that's hurting everybody.
Probably they didn't double broker it. They probably have more trucks than it's showing on FMCSA.
Both. Yeah.
So, quick question. When you talk about double broker, right? How did you see that? What? You see it on the board? How do you know it's double broker?
Just figure it out. Put two together, figure it out.
I'm sorry.
You just put two and two together and figure it out. There's no way to really know this.
But it's a carrier posting a load.
Yes, so like
on a load. All I'm looking for is the basic, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some a car that a broker had, they assigned to a car owner, John's car owner, John King, because ATI too. This is great. Thank you, John.
But what she's trying to say 100%, it's up to the broker, the police, what he's doing to make sure, because like he's trying to say, when you got a guy that has one or two trucks and he's moving 30 or 40 cars,
he's not doing it himself. He's got somebody else moving cars.
And he's taking a cut?
Of course he will.
Oh.
So like I would send him a load on those orders on Central, and then he doesn't have the trucks to do them, so then he would broker them out to this guy. So where he's making money, I'm making money. But it shouldn't be that.
And you know who's not making money?
This guy.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The guy who's doing it legit's not making money. So, I mean, okay, so this is your account. We're looking at all kinds. What's the clock? Yeah.
It's time.
It's not too
good. The other thing we're doing too is time is educating dealers about the cost so that we don't have brokers out there on Central Dispatch. Or,
I think the other thing we need to do too is do an education to dealers and auctions and others so they understand the cost. We do RFPs all the time when we go out to pay. We look at the load reports and we see, oh, that car's going for $500. Well, it should be going for $800 or $900. And we undercut each other. But a lot of it's because it's driven that way by where it's originated. And we all have business right. But we all need to make sure that when we go out with RFPs or we respond to those or we work with dealers, is that we educate our customer on what it costs to actually move these vehicles.
so that the carriers are making what they should be making. And brokers are going to make their money, but we have to make sure that the carriers are getting paid as well.
Next time I do this, we're going to skip the whole presentation and just run around and talk. Is that okay, Charlie?
Guess what? We're doing that tomorrow.
Oh, we are? Okay. What time tomorrow?
I think it's at 10:30.
Here?
Maybe the big room next door.
Wow, okay, well this would be nice. You've got a better gig than I do.
Well, you had all the setup work.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you.
So next up in here we have electric vehicle conversation. So
thank you so much joining our live stream today here at Car Conference. Ty Thompson, Cars on the Move. Join us tomorrow for the bigger discussion. Heavy loads ahead, roll with the changes. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.